don't have to worry about the answers.
They're good at that.
Yeah, that's their job.
Framing. Thank you very much for coming on the program today, Miles.
Thank you.
Land supporting human conditions, not free market propaganda and corrupt politicians, because they own by special interest groups that fund their campaigns.
And that does it for another episode of the Project Censored Show. The program was established in 2010 by myself and Peter Phillips. I'm also the executive producer of the program. Anthony Fest is our senior producer. Our associate producers include Dennis Murphy and Mitch Scorza. To learn more about the Project Censored Show, go to projectcensored.org. The Project Censored Show airs on over 40 stations around the United States, from Maui to New York. All the programs are archived online at projectcensored.org.
And that's it for Project Censored this morning here on KBOO Portland. It's 10 o'clock. After one announcement, we'll go right to Air Cascadia. Chris Andre is ready to bring you headlines, interviews, and commentary. Stay tuned at 10:15 for Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein, and 11 o'clock we've got the food show. Thanks for tuning in.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted.
This is Cat Meow.
And this is Becky.
And we want to hang out with you.
The Development Committee will meet the third Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m.
We're traffic informed and
food motivated.
And we're seeking like-minded individuals who want to use their rad fundraising skills and talents to
support the station. Join us.
Join us.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, July 18th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Community, Sanctuary, Solidarity, Curiosity, and sometimes Courage, at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM. And here's a little weather for you around the greater Cascadia region for today. Cloudy throughout the morning and then gradually clearing, highs eventually around 81. And tonight, clouds building up and at low around 59. A little bit of a breeze too, driving that all home for us for tomorrow. Overcast and gradually clearing, and highs reaching around 77. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy and low around 57. And that's it for your Cascadia weather. We have a couple of guests, and we'll see who we can possibly persuade to join us. These are busy times for a lot of people, very busy times. There was an interesting confluence of events. Sam Husseini was in Helsinki desperately trying to ask a question regarding the global superpowers' efforts and achievements towards limiting, reducing, and hopefully eventually eliminating nuclear weapons. So that question was never addressed, as far as we know. We still don't know what exactly happened in that mysterious gap of information when Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin were speaking privately. What agreements they arrived at and how binding those agreements might be should be of great concern to all of us. It certainly involves the future, and not just of our friends, our families, but indeed the planet. Right now, we have really no idea of how close we are to all-out nuclear Armageddon. It is far easier than you might think. There was an article conveniently located in Time and Space that came out in this recent edition of Harper's Magazine by Andrew Coburn. The title of the piece is on how to start a nuclear war. This appeared just as very likely. I hope we may have an opportunity this morning to ask Sam Husseini to tell us if he read that article on the plane flying over to Helsinki, where he made a yeoman effort to ask his question regarding nuclear weapons, something that should be really at the top of the agenda. If one is a global nuclear power, well, then it might be a good time to bring it up instead of a good time to blow it up. These two, I don't know if you could exactly call them leaders if people only follow them because of threats of force and fear of their own personal situation, however desperate, becoming even more so. That's not exactly following the leader. That's following fear. Fear has become the leader. Young people aren't having it either. And aside from nuclear obliteration, we have the slowly unfolding but far, far greater disaster that is presented to us by climate change. And do not be fooled. Climate change does not mean the weather is getting worse. It means that all systems upon which the Earth depends and which sustain all of us, those are crumbling. We're going to be speaking now, very, very, very fortunate to have Philip Gregory. He is with us today to talk about a critical hearing before Judge Ann Aiken today in Giuliani versus the United States, i.e. Giuliani versus Donald Trump. For the first time since September of 2016, Federal District Court Judge Ann Aiken is publicly hearing the oral arguments from parties in Giuliani versus the United States. And we're very fortunate today to have Philip Gregory here to talk a little bit about what this means. Good morning, Philip. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on your program, and thanks for talking about this incredibly important issue.
this is something that is on the minds of all of our listeners, and it is of great interest. We get very little information from mainstream media about this because, of course, we don't want to stampede the herd, right? We're going to keep this on the down low, because if people really thoroughly and completely understood the dangers presented to our future, our children, then the picture would be very different. Can you talk a little bit about what's going to happen today in Eugene?
Certainly, the Trump administration is attempting to prevent the trial from occurring on October 29 of this year in Eugene, Oregon. And to do that, the government filed two motions. The first is what's called a motion for judgment on the pleadings, and the second motion is called a motion for summary judgment. And both of those motions are trying to knock the case out. Unfortunately for the Trump administration, both motions raise arguments that have previously been rejected both by Judge Aiken and by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in this case.
So the right now, the plaintiffs, who were children at the time that this all began, are now in their 20s, and they're very dangerous. Now they've become really dangerous to this this government edifice that we are all, to a certain degree, beholden to. Can you tell listeners a bit about the beginnings of this and the trajectory of the whole
story?
Sure.
So we originally filed this case in August 2015 when President Obama was in office. It was brought by 21 young plaintiffs from various ages, living all around the country: Hawaii, Alaska, Oregon, Washington, New York, Florida, Louisiana. And each of these plaintiffs, in their own way, has suffered unique harms from climate change. And they've been remarkable individuals. They've attended the court hearings. They've spoken to other youth around the country and are participating in rallies. They are at the cutting edge of bringing to their generation's attention how important this issue is and how necessary it is that this federal government move away from a fossil fuel-based energy system.
So They are the ones who have had, again, the courage to speak out. And they do, in fact, speak for hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of other members of their generation who have seen what the future looks like if we continue down the road that we are currently on. And some of the prospects up ahead don't look very good. The warming of the oceans is terrifying. It should be. If the currents, ocean currents, and when the atmospheric currents, if these are these systems are disrupted, we don't know what's going to happen. But we do know that it signifies huge changes. Global changes. How did these 21 young people come? How did they all get together and decide to do something about this? We need to know this because many other people are going to want to do the same thing, and there are, in fact, many other groups of young people of this generation who have launched similar lawsuits around the country. You want to talk a little bit about that? And let's see, we've got about 2 minutes left to make sure this message gets out loud and clear.
There's a wonderful organization based in Eugene called Our Children's Trust, and each of these plaintiffs contacted Our Children's Trust. They had lost hope in Congress. They'd lost hope in the president, but they firmly believed that our judicial branch could effect substantial change, like the judiciary did in connection with the civil rights movement, when courageous judges stepped up and refused to tolerate segregation and started the process of changing what we all would agree is a fundamental human rights violation. The judiciary, again, has the opportunity to step up and effect system-wide change to what is the current human rights issue, climate change.
We have one just before we let you go. Thank you so much for that. There are websites where listeners can go to find out how to become directly, personally involved in supporting this lawsuit and many others around the country. Here, though, we have we're facing a prospect of a Trump appointee to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, who could make it much more difficult. We are out of time. I would very, very much like to have you back on the show again in the very near future.
Anytime. I'd be honored. Thank you for
that.
That
would be great.
Me.
Let's try to schedule out for tomorrow then so we get an update on what happens in court today, because this is a critical turning point. Philip Gregory, thank you so much. Law Group, and they're going to court in Eugene today, later on the Ninth Circuit, which may look very different. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, July 18th, 2018. Tammy Dean engineered for us today. Thank you very much, Tammy. Derek Crooks is the AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, and take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Northwest String Summit, July 19th through 22nd at Horning's Hideout in North Plains.